Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't crying no more, no more,
no more.
when this is Carlinda through her new narrative, and I am going to do something a little bit different today. Is that what I'm going to do is I'm going to share something with you that you can probably use. But recently I had a stroke, you know, and it was a minor one, but and my speech hasn't been affected or anything like that, you know. But my left side is a little bit droopy, so, you know, it affected that a little bit. But, you know, the thing is I want to talk about faith, you know, over fear, you know, and faith without action is dead, you know, and the Bible says works, but works is an action word. So, you know, that's why I say faith without action is dead, because, you know, I mean, I need to, you know, put into the action and quit talking about stuff and actually do the stuff. You know, I need to quit procrastinating, quit, you know, doing all this other stuff that I'm doing, you know, and just, you know, do things, you know, and because actions speak louder than words. You know, words are cheap, you know, and nowadays it seems like that's all you get is a bunch of words. You don't get, you know, people, you know, to take action upon stuff very, very quickly or anything, you know, and it's like almost taboo, you know, for us to take responsibility for what we do and our actions and stuff, you know what I mean? So, you know, the thing is I'm going to talk about accountability and responsibility, you know, and accountability is faith brought, you know, and the other is fear, you know, and so for me, you know, I have to take responsibility and accountability for what I do, and so do you, you know, and everybody else. And, you know, I mean, sometimes we take actions that we wish we wouldn't have taken, but it's too late. You know, the damage has already been there, you know, and for me today, you know, I don't do that, you know, as much anymore. Is I know exactly what God wants me to do each and every day, you know, and I write it down and I make it plain, you know, and so, you know, am I going to choose to live in fear or faith in today, you know, and, you know, for me, you know, I mean, accountability, yeah, you know, you're going to get judged. You're going to get, you know, all this stuff. But the thing is that, you know, you don't have to do that because, you know, if you practice faith, you know, you're not going to worry about what somebody thinks of you or any of that stuff. You know, you're going to, you know, worry about what you're up to, you know, and not up to, you know, and for me, you know, coming on here today is my gratitude to the Lord because, you know, my stroke could have gone a lot worse than what it did, you know, and so, you know, it's my faith and stuff that is heading off the devil, you know, and the devil is the author of fear. He's the author of confusion and chaos and everything else. And toxic relationships and so on and so forth, you know. And so today, you know, the devil is really busy trying to get, you know, people off guard and touch them at the right moment, you know, and get them off of their pedestal, you know. And so, you know, the thing is that I love the Lord, and I know that the Lord loves me, and so I have to act like it, you know, and not just say it, not just act it is in church, you know. You know, because what are you doing the rest of the week? Are you glorifying and magnifying him? Or are you, you know, out doing drugs, fornicating, and sleeping around, and the whole nine yards, you know, that lifestyle? You know, what are you doing, folks? You know, I mean, the thing is when I'm held accountable, you know, is that it makes me, you know, have to take responsibility for my part, or the therefore lack of, you know. And today, you know, I needed to come up on here, because this is building my faith, whether I'm popular belief or not, you know. This is building my faith, doing this today, because of the fact that, you know, I mean, a few days ago I had a stroke and stuff, and I'm still in the hospital. But you know what? I mean, I'm building my faith upon God, you know, and God is my rock and my fortress and my shield, you know, and the devil isn't, you know, and the devil can kick rocks, you know, for me, you know. And so, you know, and, you know, the thing is that, you know, a lot of times, you know, in the Bible, it talks about, I think it's in Nehemiah somewhere, but it talks about if you got a vision, write it down and make it plain, you know. And so, you know, I've got visions for every day and visions for things, you know. And so I write my vision down and I make it plain every day, you know, and then I'll go through it 1 to 2 times a day just to kind of see where I'm at with the whole thing and what it looks like, you know, or what it doesn't look like, you know. And so today, I'm very grateful that, you know, God saved me one more time, you know. And I know I can't keep running on his grace and his, you know, his oil forever, you know. I gotta do some stuff myself. I gotta meet God halfway, you know. And so, you know, I mean, so, you know, it's okay to pray and everything and put things in God's hands and leave them there. But sometimes you got to take it back a little bit and say, no, this is a pattern of mine. I'm going to pick this up and I'm going to do a little something different with it. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to come up on here and tell you guys that, you know, you're nothing new is under the sun, which is the S-U-N, you know. And I got the t-shirt, I wore it out, and I don't want any more of it, you know. And been there, done that, you know, and I don't want it, period, you know. And so, you know, I mean, you can do a lot of damage when you're running on fear. You really can, you know. And stuff. So, you know, for me, I choose not to hold on to fear, you know, because fear isn't going to do anything anyway. All it's going to do is make me, you know, make me like just, I don't know, it would make me look like I'm a coward, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't be representing Christ right. So, you know, my goal and my aim every day is to live life to the fullest, you know, with God in it, you know, and if God isn't in it, well, then I'm not with it, you know. And so, you know, and I hear from God and I know what God tells me and everything. And, you know, the thing is that I had to require a strong prayer life, you know, because when I first got saved, I was like, you know, a bull in a china closet, you know, and I would tackle things that shouldn't have been tackled, you know, and you know, that's where the surrender comes in, you know, that you totally surrender everything to Him, you know, I mean, I'm talking about the followers of Christ, you know, and I'm talking about the non-followers, you know, and the non people, you know, they need to do something else, you know, and so yeah, I just wanted to come up on here and talk about fear and faith because, you know, that's where I've been at, you know, and the thing is that when I'm acting in fear, then I'm leaving God out. I'm edging God out. You know, I decided, well, you're not good enough, God, so I need to do this and I need to do that, you know, and, you know, rely upon my own thinking. And my own thinking is not my best friend, you know, I'll tell you that, you know, and I found that out the hard way 11 years ago. You know, and so yeah, for me, I had to, you know, choose faith because, you know, that's the only other option for me, faith or death. You know, I came to a point in my life where I was very, very, very close to death. You know, detoxing from hardcore drugs, you know, and stuff 13 years ago, and, you know, having 13 counts of felonies, you know, behind you and stuff, and I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm glad that the judicial system stepped in, you know, and did something about it, because I was trapped in that situation, and I couldn't get out. You know, and so I went to a group home after that, you know, and I went to the co-op, living at the co-op after the group home for a while, you know, and trying to get my life right, you know, and going back to school and stuff, you know, and not, you know, worrying about what this professor over here thinks or that professor over there thinks, you know, I mean, what do I think about my efforts and my stuff that I'm supposed to be doing, you know, which is homework, you know, I mean, what am I supposed to be doing, you know, and so, you know, I can't fault somebody for what they do, but I can fault somebody if they're in the wrong, you know, and God gives us that opportunity to do that as believers, you know, and, you know, I think that we should go even down further on the fear and the faith thing because, you know, I mean, there's a whole lot to that, you know, the fear and the faith, fear and faith, you know, and there's a lot to it. You know, so, I mean, Yeah, so people, just stay encouraged and, you know, one day at a time, you know, and have a good week and the rest of the week and weekend, and until we meet again, a gift that you've got is absolutely worthless if you're not using it in your God's gift to the world, you know, and do not give up 5 minutes before the miracle, and keep your eye on the prize. So, I will, look forward to maybe visiting this again with you in a week's time. But, I will let you guys go and let's listen to some songs. How about that?
never alone. I can go to the throne. He's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley. Lock a knife on me. I don't know where I will be. Don't know who I will be. Yeah, yeah. Even when I need him, he's a rider. Yeah. All my haters, you know he be fighting. Yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me. Yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
Ain't nobody do me like you, Jesus. Generation raised the hell and said it would. So much that we witness happening, can I tell it's good? Dug a hole for the weak, reverence that fell into it. Questions we avoid, but he's second to bring us closer to it. Cause if we recognize, then we have to acknowledge. And if we testify, we gon' have to do it honest. The commission is greater than us. And this religious system that's been enabling us to stay quiet, reserved, undisturbed, stalled. Got our cars on pause by the curb. Feeling like my life, still belong to myself. I know how I feel, but can't deny how I felt. In my chest echo the Lord's drum, the same war drum the soldiers go to war from. Some of us might hit that front line 100 times, look a dead man in his eyes and yell, come alive, come alive, rise from night to day, abandon your chains, snatch your wings and fly away. This good news is gorgeous and fruitful, the death of the flawless makes the awful useful. Tether the lion to Zion, but I approve, restricting them to a cross was ordered in them being loosed. In the spirit been imparted to the troops. None of us ain't getting just to talking in the booth. Living people should know me in the spirit in cahoots. How you know a tree, you can't identify the fruit. Gotta let it pour until I'm empty. Cause if I hold it in me, I'ma jeopardize the youth. My little brother in prison, I'm trying to give him Christ. At the same time, explain why he been in his life. But regardless of my failures and my shortcomings, what I can't do is not tell him that the Lord wanna.
Moment you lose it, oh, that's when you find it, and you'll come up. this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt